W8RIT. Well, I would if I could, but I can't. Due to the fact of my living situation here with renting it. But yes, I certainly do feel for them. I mean, that's part of it there too, you know, with their pets and that. But there's a lot of other worries and concerns, and yes, I can certainly feel empathetic for them. Think about it this way, Brian. It's kind of a good source of self-worth when you do some emergency communications to help out other people when you're able to, who are in circumstances like that. So give yourself like a little pat on the back for it, you know. You certainly deserve it here for, you know, at least stepping up and doing a little bit to help, because that's all it takes from everybody here, just a little bit of some help and things would get done. But yeah, just anybody who has something like that happen, you know, whether it's a flood or whatever, you know, and they lose all sorts of major items in their homes and their homes, yeah, can certainly feel for them quite a bit. I just watched a video a couple weeks back. I don't know where it was at. I think it was somewhere down in the south, but it was somewhere a guy, and he was, you know, kind of excited about a big thunderstorm coming through his neighborhood, so he was, you know, taking a video, and all of a sudden, I don't know if they edited it or not, but all of a sudden, the video restarted again, and it had been him starting the camera again as his house had fallen upon him. And I think, boy, just thinking of what he must have been feeling at that time, you know, seeing his house totally collapse in a few seconds, just, wow, that's certainly a traumatic event, I'd say.